New evidence our oceans are changing faster than climate models predicted. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner, here with ClimateCast. A new study out this week in the journal Nature Climate Change finds oceans are becoming more stratified. Warmer surface waters from climate change mean less mixing from deep in the ocean. And that produces a range of impacts, from stronger hurricanes to changing fisheries. So how does it all work? University of St. Thomas professor John Abraham is one of the study's co-authors. John, welcome to ClimateCast.
It's a pleasure to be on, Paul.
Your study finds the oceans are becoming more stratified. What does that mean?
Well, Paul, we're having this conversation in fall in Minnesota, and I know that there's a lot of hardy listeners out there that still like to swim in Minnesota lakes, and they know what stratification is. When you jump into a lake, this water near the surface is warmer, and the water near the bottom of a lake is colder. And what's happening is the lake forms layers of water that tend not to move. They tend not to rise and fall in the lake. They tend to be stationary. And that process is stratification. And that same process occurs in a major way in the oceans.
Okay, that's a great analogy. And we know that those lakes in Minnesota turn over in spring and fall when the temperatures become more equal, and that brings oxygen-rich water down to the depths. Is that the same in the ocean? Why is that deep ocean mixing so important?
Deep ocean mixing is important for two reasons. First, think about the water near the surface of the ocean. It's being heated up by sunlight month after month, and that drives storms. So one of the reasons stratification is important is it fuels storms. The other reason it's important is when the water near the surface falls down to the bottom of the ocean, that pushes bottom waters up. And the bottom waters are cold and filled with nutrients. So when that upward and downward motion happens, it's bringing nutrients to the surface so that sea life can thrive. So it's important for weather and for sea life.
What impacts can we already see today from the climate change that's already occurring?
When the surface waters get warmer, they become more buoyant. And so as we're warming the oceans, we're heating up the surface waters even more than normal, and that's keeping them near the surface. They don't want to mix.
So how do the warmer oceans affect larger ocean circulation patterns like the currents in the Atlantic Ocean?
Man, the currents in the Atlantic Ocean are so key for our weather. And in fact, if you've ever wondered, why is England, which is at about our latitude, why are they so much warmer in the winter than we are? And it's all due to the ocean. What happens is warm waters off our east coast in the tropics flow up to Europe and they keep their heat. And that really makes the weather in Europe very, very mild. And as we warm the planet, we are putting at risk this natural ocean current. And if we go too far, we could shut off that current. And that would end up changing weather all across the planet, especially in Europe.
What does your study say would likely happen to these ocean circulation patterns in the next 50 to 100 years at this pace?
We do not know right now whether the ocean currents will totally shut down. However, our results are telling us we need to watch this carefully and take action very quickly to reduce global warming, because it's global warming that is increasing the stratification of ocean waters and making our weather more wild.
University of St. Thomas professor John Abraham, thanks so much for your perspective today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Paul. Have a nice day.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.